Welcome to the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Paul Ryan, and this is one of our mini pods where we keep it short, sweet, and we get straight to the point. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of changing your story, what I've learned over decades studying personal development and personal growth and mindset development is that we just can't move beyond our story. If we want to change our life, we need to change our story. So we got to be very careful of the story we tell ourselves. We got to be very careful of how we talk to ourselves and how we see ourselves, because we're painting a picture, a little movie of our life, of who we are now and what our future will be. And it will be very difficult for your life actually to move outside of that. So you really have to start changing your story if you want to change your life. I'm sure you've heard the stories of the baby elephants who are tied with a big rope to a tree and they try and pull away, and of course they can't pull away. And eventually, as they get bigger and stronger, I mean, they're big enough now to pull the damn tree down, but all the owner needs to do is put a small rope around their necks and loop it onto the tree. And the elephant has learned from the time it was a baby that it can't pull away, so it stops trying. Of course, it doesn't have the intelligence or the insight to realize that I'm an adult elephant now, I could pull the damn tree down. And in many ways, we're so similar to that. We've picked up what we've been told by our parents, by our teachers, by our peers, all those limitations, and then we compound that by telling it to ourselves. If you've been telling yourself negative stuff, that's negative programming. That's the rope around your neck tied to the tree. But you know, a lot of those stories are probably decades old. And if you want to create a new you, you need to break away from that and you need to move on to a new story. So how can you do that? Well, one of the ways you can do that is start listening to what you're saying to yourself. And if you have an idea about the life you want to create, well, start thinking, okay, if this is the life I want to create, how is it I'm speaking about myself? How is it I'm thinking about myself? How is it I'm behaving? And are they incongruent with the life I want? Because what I really need to do is start making changes. Growing up in the 80s, Ireland wasn't really very economically developed. And so that meant there was a huge poverty mindset in the country. And if you're someone who's trying to move on from that, generate income and generate wealth from that, you're surrounded by all of this poverty mindset. So you need to find a tribe of people who are also trying to move on, who are also trying to create new stories for themselves, because they will challenge you. And when they challenge you, you get to see the limitations of your own story. And you have to be open to recognizing that. One of the wonderful practices I've had is daily journaling, because when you sit down and you journal and you're writing something that no one else will see, you can be honest about the stories you're telling yourself. You can be honest about the limitations you're putting on yourself, particularly when you're in a tribe of people that's trying to move on, because they will reflect that back to you. And you will see very successful people and they will challenge you and you'll go, maybe I need to open my mind about what I can be. So start creating a new vision for yourself. Start creating a new story of who you are and who you can become. That story will feel uncomfortable in the beginning. It will feel a little bit incongruent, because it is, because you're shaking up and changing the old story. But if you make a habit of continually immersing yourself in the new story and in an environment where you're reading, studying, and mixing with people who are creating new stories, then slowly your story will change. But the biggest part of this is observing yourself, some self-awareness, and being honest with yourself and being honest about the changes you need to make. So thank you for listening. I hope you found some value in that today. I really would appreciate if you would like, comment, subscribe, share this with your friends, because it really helps the episode. Thank you. Have a great day. Until next time.